Thank you for calling the Organizational Staff Analyst Newsline for the week starting Monday, June 21st. Juneteenth is now a federal holiday, and that does mean that federal employees get the day off. It's also a city holiday, but that does not automatically mean city employees get the day off. We don't. The mayor has graciously allowed us to take the day off using annual leave, but that is not the same thing. In prior years, the same sort of thing happened with Martin Luther King Day. The city refused to declare it a paid holiday unless the unions agreed to give up something in exchange. Lincoln's birthday became a floating holiday for city workers, and years later was lost entirely for new hires. Our union did not like that process and would not like to see it repeated. But the city may well choose to use Juneteenth as a chip to be traded in further negotiations. Current negotiations are improving on two fronts. Our local contract is still in informal discussions, but it is clear the city does understand our position of not paying to make rational the administrative level pay grades. We are hopeful that the city will drop the demand for our paying for that and will still advance, it will address the pay grades. Our citywide issue of the change over to Medicare Advantage is in final negotiation stage. The newest detail is that it is confirmed that senior care, as it now stands, will remain as an option for those who choose to avoid the Medicare Advantage option. This news will reassure many of our retirees. Be patient. None of us can judge the situation fully until all the details are final. The new plan may meet our needs well or not, as we will decide. Implementation of the new plan and any new fees has now been delayed until January 1st. This decision on final choice of vendors should come soon. At that point, the proposals will be a concrete reality and can be submitted to a vote. And the education process for the union leadership and members can begin. January 1st is a long way off, so there should be time enough to answer all the questions. Finally, we do have a mailing out, but it will not be received until late next week at the earliest. It's already posted on our website at osaunion.com, so you can see it there. That's all news this week. Thank you for calling, and call again next week.